Chipper Tony Adams joins us in the post-game show for Norway. Do you expect anything different when you play Escanaba than, I mean, a win, of course, but, I mean, it's always intense, isn't it?
Well, it is sometimes. I mean, 2 years ago it wasn't. That's been the message, but our message this winter in the gym in the spring is we're going to go and compete, and we've played 5 ranked teams in the state of Michigan. We played 1 in Wisconsin, and in every single one of them we've competed. Esky is, you know, that's, they threw their number 1, right? Peacock is legit. We needed to see that. I thought, Jack, my opinion, I thought we weren't ready the first couple innings in the box, but I thought as the game went on, we got better at bats against him, and he had a really powerful mix. You know, the fastball's hot. So I thought we did better with that, but it's still disappointing. We've got pitching. We've got 3 pitchers we'll pitch against anybody, and Alex did a heck of a job. It's just that we had the big error, some walks, right, and we couldn't overcome it.
Yeah, that's the that's baseball, isn't it? You make one mistake, you know, and he walks a couple. I mean, he only walked 2 guys the rest of the game, but the one in the first inning, and it ends up being the only run.
Right, and, you know, that's the message is you get into tournament play, our pitching's good enough. You know, it's just the little things, the margins get smaller, and Esky, you know, this is a great game for us to play at the end of the year. Love playing it, and would love to win. Obviously, our kids came down here with that mindset, and you know, it was another 1-run game, and we didn't get the big hit. I don't know if they got a big hit either, but they did enough to beat us.
Cole By, an outstanding game at shortstop for you in this one, and I also liked Landon behind the plate. You know, some of those balls, I mean, a wild pitch at the wrong time, you're down 2 or 3 nothing.
Yeah, they're. You know, honorable mention All-State as sophomores. They're leaders on our team. They're really good at what they do. And we had to make a decision with our pitching. Obviously, we've got to make up tomorrow to win our conference outright. That's important to our kids and to us. And, you know, we went with Alex today. He was a senior. You want the ball down in Escanaba on senior day. And he did. And he competed. And so I'm happy with that. It's a good reset for us.
All right, well, good luck tomorrow against the Nordics. I know it's a big day. It's a long day for these seniors, right?
Yeah. Graduation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jerry will be there to broadcast against the North Central Jets on Tuesday. That's a tough game to predict, isn't it? It's a district game. But you just never know. You can't take anyone for granted.
Well, we're not, you know, our kids aren't going to be fooled by the results, you know, earlier in the year and the results all year long. Our kids have been very methodical in next game, what do we got to do? We've been in tough games, close games. We've come back against Kingsford. We've lost a game at the end against Bondwell, tight one here. So we'll be prepared, and we will show them the respect that they deserve.
All right. Well, good luck to you against the Jets then at Marion Park on Tuesday. Like I said, Jerry will be there to broadcast it, so it'll be
good. And thank you, Jack, for everything you guys do for high school ball in the UP.
All right, good to see you again, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Tony.